we are looking at the long-term sustainability of bioenergy production in terms of perennial grasses. So we're looking at the environmental benefits and impacts of growing these. Okay, so we're looking at trace gas emissions that are coming out of the soil, both methane and nitrous oxide. And nitrous oxide is of concern because it is the primary human emission now that we have refrigerants being controlled. It's the primary emission that can impact the ozone layer because nitrous oxide catalyzes destruction of ozone. So even though these kind of second generation perennial bioenergy crops don't use a lot of nitrogen, they don't require a lot of nitrogen to be applied, we are targeting marginal soils that tend to be wetter, which have a greater possibility of producing nitrous oxide. So the question is, how much will be produced when we're doing, if we get to the point of doing broad-based bioenergy production on a lot of soil? It may not be much of an impact per acre, but we want to make sure the aggregate impact is not an issue.
So this is the last campaign. Can you explain?
Yes, so we've been doing these campaigns periodically, starting out every couple days after we first put on nitrogen fertilizer. We're down to spacings of every 2 to 3 weeks. And this is our last campaign before the switchgrass is harvested. And we'll probably do one more after the switchgrass has been taken off, cut and baled, because the soil processes keep going. But our hunch is the majority of the nitrate that's available in the soil to be denitrified will be gone.